Welcome in, everyone, to your personalized deep dive into the world of cardology. Get ready to decode all the secrets hidden within a deck of cards, because today we're exploring your unique life card.
Oh, it's fascinating how a simple playing card can reveal so much about a person, about their personality and strengths and challenges and even potential career paths.
Okay, so for those who haven't encountered cardologists before, it assigns a specific playing card to each birthday. And today we are going to unlock the fascinating details about the two of listeners' suit personality. Get ready for some aha moments.
Absolutely. And to understand the deeper meaning of your card, we really need to consider the bigger picture. Something called master scripts. Think of it like a cosmic blueprint that's based on the planets and their positions at the time of your birth. This lays the groundwork for your life's themes.
Ooh, that sounds pretty intense.
It can be.
So let's say you're a two of hearts. The source material paints such a beautiful picture of you as the sweetheart card. You're known for your love of love and deep, meaningful connections. You value friendships and make everyone feel cherished. It's all about creating harmony and experiencing the full spectrum of emotions.
That's right. Two of hearts, your individuals are born on the Venus-Neptune planetary stage in the Master Earth script. This means the search for ideal love and soulmates is a prominent theme throughout their lives.
Speaking of love, the source mentions that two of Harsu individuals might feel heartbreak more intensely than others, almost like the shattering of a dream. Have you ever felt that intensity in your own relationships?
It wouldn't be surprising. That sensitivity is a double-edged sword, you know? It fuels your empathy and allows you to create such harmonious relationships, but it can also make you more susceptible to disappointment. But here's the thing. Your strong mind, which is symbolized by your connection to the Ace of Clubs, helps you navigate those challenges.
I love that. So it's like a classic rom-com setup. You're the heart-on-your-sleeve protagonist, and your Ace of Clubs is the witty best friend offering wise advice.
Exactly. Now let's switch gears a little bit and talk about your career path. Two of Hearts. The Four of Clubs card is in your Jupiter position, which influences your career and growth. It suggests practicality and planning are really key to your success. Steady progress and clear communication will take you far.
But before you jump headfirst into a new venture, the source has a word of caution. Be careful about being too trusting, especially with contracts. You might want to double-check that fine print before signing anything.
Solid advice. And remember, Two of Hearts, your life path, is about experiencing the richness of emotions, relationships, and beauty. Cultivating your artistic side and nurturing your connections will bring you immense joy.
Okay, now let's dive into the Two of Clubs personality. You're the ultimate conversationalist, thriving on connecting with others, exchanging ideas, and uncovering what makes people tick.
Your placement within the Master Scripts reveals that your curiosity isn't just social. It stems from a deep-seated need to understand the human experience.
That makes so much sense. I could totally see a Two of Clubs being drawn to careers like counseling or diplomacy, or even becoming an author who captures the complexities of human relationships. Have you ever considered any of these fields?
And with the King of Clubs in your Mercury position, which influences communication and intellect, you possess a powerful mind for leadership and innovation. You're a natural problem solver who isn't afraid to challenge the status quo.
That boldness is admirable, but I'm curious. Does that ever lead to stubbornness? Or do people ever see you as a know-it-all? It's all about channeling that mental energy constructively, right?
Absolutely. And that's where relationships play a crucial role. They are your biggest teachers. Two of Clubs, your Two of Spades and Saturn, the planet that governs challenges and lessons, suggests that you might sometimes settle for less than ideal partnerships, perhaps out of fear of being alone.
But that doesn't mean you're destined for bad relationships, right? It's more about using those experiences to learn and grow and ultimately understand your own worth.
Precisely. By embracing your Ace of Spades challenging karma card, which represents transformation through facing fears, you can overcome your fear of the unknown and step into your full potential. Trusting in yourself and the abundance of the universe will attract fulfilling relationships and opportunities.
Okay, now it's time to talk about money. Two of Diamonds. The source material highlights a deep connection between you and the material world. It's not about being greedy, but rather a drive to create value and build something tangible.
This is deeply rooted in your placement in the Master Scripts. You're not just motivated by money itself, you're motivated by the security, freedom, and opportunities it provides.
And with your sharp intuition and willingness to dive into business ventures, you're a natural entrepreneur. The source even mentions that partnering with family or friends, people who share your values, can be particularly successful for you. It's like loyalty and shared values become your power couple.
Your Four of Spades in Jupiter suggests good fortune in your career, which is always nice to hear. And here's where things get really interesting. Your 10 of diamonds in Uranus, the planet of innovation and change, indicates you have the potential for huge E rewards, especially if you embrace new ideas and find ways to reach a wider audience.
Thinking back on your own experiences, 2 of diamonds, have you noticed any recurring themes of luck or unexpected opportunities, especially when you've taken a leap of faith?
There's also mention of psychic ability associated with this card. Your 8 of spades in Neptune, the planet of intuition and spirituality, gives you a strong connection to your inner voice. But your ace of hearts destiny card, which represents your life's ultimate purpose, might lead to some self-doubt. Learning to trust that intuition is a lifelong journey, but one that will unlock incredible doors for you.
The source suggests finding a way to combine your business savvy with your desire to share your truths or spiritual insights. This could be through writing or teaching or starting a purpose-driven business or even just being a source of wisdom and inspiration for those around you. How does that resonate with you?
It sounds like your life path is about weaving together the material and the spiritual. By embracing your entrepreneurial spirit, trusting your intuition, and finding ways to contribute to the world, you can create a life of both abundance and fulfillment.
All right, 2 of spades. Let's talk about you. You have this amazing gift for harmony and balance, especially in relationships. The source material describes you as someone who deeply desires connection and partnership.
And that ties back to the inherent nature of 2s in cardology, which are all about seeking union and collaboration. However, for you specifically, there can be a tendency towards insecurity in relationships, which can sometimes lead to anxieties or power struggles. Does that resonate with you at all?
It's important to remember, these challenges aren't roadblocks, but rather opportunities for growth. By understanding your own patterns and needs, you can create healthy and fulfilling relationships.
Absolutely. And let's shift gears and focus on your strengths. 2 of spades, your king of clubs supporting karma card, which amplifies your natural talents, reinforces your leadership qualities and intellectual prowess. You're a natural problem solver who thrives in roles requiring strategic thinking and a strong work ethic.
And this is where it gets truly fascinating. You also have the king of spades in your Neptune position. That's considered the most powerful card in the deck, indicating immense potential for success and recognition, especially if you tack into your visionary nature. We're talking spirituality, philosophy, psychic work, creative pursuits. The possibilities seem endless.
Speaking of unique expression, your placement on the Uranus-Uranus planetary stage in the Master Heaven script, which relates to your spiritual path, suggests an unconventional streak. You might find yourself drawn to alternative paths or ways of thinking. Does that ring true for you?
The source also mentions a tendency to tell others what to do, which I imagine can backfire sometimes. It's all about finding that balance between offering helpful guidance and respecting others' autonomy. How do you navigate those situations?
It sounds like your journey, 2 of spades, is about embracing your powerful mind and spiritual depth while navigating the complexities of relationships. By developing your self-awareness, channeling your leadership skills, and pursuing your visionary goals, you can achieve truly remarkable things.
Wow, we just went on quite a journey exploring all those unique traits and potential paths of all 4. 2 cards. What an incredible system this is.
It is, isn't it? And we've only just scratched the surface of what cardology has to offer. There's so much depth and nuance to this whole system. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion and discovering hidden truths about yourself.
Exactly. For example, we've talked about planetary stages and karma cards and master scripts. But did you know that there's a whole other system of monthly and weekly cards?
That's right. These cards can provide even more specific guidance and help you navigate like daily decisions and challenges. It's like having this personalized roadmap that reveals upcoming opportunities and potential obstacles, and it allows you to make choices that are aligned with your goals.
So let's recap what we've learned about each of the 2s, starting with the 2 of hearts. They're like the romantics of the deck, driven by love and connection and experiencing that full spectrum of human emotions. They have this beautiful ability to create harmony and make everyone around them feel so cherished.
However, their sensitivity can be a double-edged sword, making them more vulnerable to heartbreak or disappointment. Building a strong sense of self-worth and learning to trust their intuition, especially when it comes to matters of the heart, is really crucial for their well-being.
Now let's move on to the 2 of clubs. They're the conversationalists, the connectors who thrive on mental stimulation and exchanging ideas. Their curiosity is infectious, and they have this innate desire to understand the human experience.
And with their natural communication skills and problem-solving abilities, they often excel in fields like counseling diplomacy writing. However, they need to be mindful of their tendency towards stubbornness or coming across as a know-it-all. Finding a balance between their boldness and humility will allow them to connect with others more authentically.
Now on to the Two of Diamonds, the entrepreneurs and builders driven to create value and tangible results in the material world. They have this amazing knack for business, combined with a sharp intuition that helps them spot opportunities others might miss.
And remember how we talked about combining their business savvy with their desire to share their truths or spiritual insights? That's a key piece of the puzzle for them, whether it's through a purpose-driven business or simply being a source of wisdom and inspiration for their community. Finding that sweet spot where their entrepreneurial spirit meets their desire to make a meaningful impact is where they'll truly shine.
And last, but certainly not least, we have the Two of Spades. They're the harmonizers, the strategists who seek balance and connection in all aspects of their lives. They have powerful minds, a strong work ethic, and the potential to achieve great things.
And remember, Two of Spades individuals often have a deep yearning for partnership, but they may experience some insecurity in relationships. Learning to navigate those complexities and build a foundation of trust, both in themselves and their partners, will help them experience the fulfilling connections they crave.
So what does all this mean for you as a Two of Listener suit? It means you have a unique set of gifts and challenges that shape your journey, and within those, you have the potential to create a life filled with love, abundance, and purpose.
Sure.
But it's up to you to tap into that potential. Use this information as a springboard for self-awareness and growth.
Exactly. It's about taking ownership of your life's path. Remember, cardology is a tool, a framework for understanding yourself and the world around you, but the real magic happens when you put that knowledge into action. Make conscious choices and create the life you truly desire.
As you reflect on all this, what stands out to you about your card? What resonates most strongly with your own experiences? And what new insights have you gained about yourself and your potential path? Take a moment to consider these questions. Let the information sink in and see how it connects to your own life. You might be surprised by what you discover. Welcome back to our deep dive into the fascinating world of cardology. It's amazing how much we've uncovered about the 4-2 cards already.
It is. You know, a question that often comes up is whether your life card can change.
Oh, yeah.
The short answer is no. It's based on your birth date, so it's a fixed point in time.
Right. Like, that can't be changed.
Yeah.
But maybe how it plays out can be?
Exactly. While the card itself remains constant, the way its energy is expressed can absolutely evolve throughout your life. Think of it like this. Imagine your life card is a musical instrument.
Okay.
The instrument itself stays the same, but the music you create with it can change dramatically depending on your skill, your emotions, or even the genre you choose to play.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it's not about being boxed in by your card.
Yeah.
It's more like having this core melody that you can kind of build upon and create endless variations with.
Precisely. Another question we hear a lot is, what if my life card description doesn't completely resonate with me? It's important to remember that cardology deals with archetypes, and no single archetype can fully capture the complexity of a human being.
Yeah, it's like saying everyone born under the same zodiac sign is identical.
Yeah.
You might share certain tendencies, but your individual expression is totally unique.
That's a great way to put it. If something in your cardology reading doesn't quite fit, don't dismiss the whole system. Instead, be curious about why it doesn't resonate. Maybe you've developed coping mechanisms that kind of mask certain aspects of your card, or maybe you're consciously working to overcome certain challenges. The key is to use cardology as a starting point for deeper self-discovery.
So let's talk about the practical side of things. How can someone actually use cardology in their everyday life?
Well, one way is to use the insights about your strengths and weaknesses to make more informed decisions. For example, let's say you're a Two of Clubs who's feeling stuck in their current job. Knowing that you thrive on communication innovation and connecting with people you might consider exploring careers in counseling, mediation, writing, or even starting your own business where you get to call the shots.
What about relationships? Cardology seems to have a lot to say about that.
It does. For instance, if you're a Two of Hearts struggling with a relationship issue, understanding your tendency to idealize love and avoid conflict can help you approach the situation with more self-awareness.
That makes sense. It's like having this extra layer of understanding that can help you navigate the ups and downs.
Exactly. And by comparing life cards, you can also gain insights into compatibility with others. It's not about finding the perfect match, but rather understanding the potential dynamics at play and how to navigate them effectively.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the big takeaway is that cardology is really about empowerment. It's about understanding your potential, finding your purpose, and creating a life that feels aligned with who you truly are.
I couldn't agree more. We encourage you to keep exploring cardiology. There are so many resources available, books, websites, even certified practitioners who can do personalized readings.
And as you go deeper, pay attention to those aha moments, those synchronicities where things just click. They're little signs that you're on the right track. The journey of self-discovery is ongoing, so embrace it with curiosity, compassion, and an open mind. Who knows what hidden gems you'll uncover about yourself along the way?